Good morning. It's the Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M. Bowie and Jagger and dancing in the streets, and we're broadcasting in the streets of Yeranga this morning from Offs to Rakoffs, thanks to Tremay Piano and Wine Bar and some great local businesses like Yeranga Butchery and Lindsay's Oysters and Fresh Seafood. Of course, John Lindsay, when it comes to oysters, is an institution. Melinda Pavey, good morning.
Hey, he's an institution, John Lindsay, and we've cleaned up the river, and he's been able to sell his oysters again, which has been wonderful.
Yeah, now look, you come down. Who's this? Hello? You can probably hear that sniffing. What's the dog's name?
His name is Jasper. So this
hey,
is our,
Jasper.
Yeah, we try to make this our morning routine, and yeah. He comes for a walk, and I just thought, you know, just because you're in town, I'm not going to stop the routine, and I couldn't leave Jasper at home.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what a beautiful part of the world, though, Mel. I mean, we were here this morning and had the sun rising up behind us here over the Reflections Holiday Park and over the water, and you've got the boardwalk down there and all the walkers.
It's stunning. But the sunrise is just getting later and later every day.
It is.
Like, it's amazing how quickly the day is changing, but it is beautiful and a beautiful community. You know, at 9:30 today, I'm heading off to a dementia community meeting so we can actually, you know, put some measures in place to deal with the ageing of our population, which that's the type of community Yeranga is. And we've got the Lions Club over here doing the bacon and egg rolls. Saw an opportunity, capitalised on it, and come down and get your bacon and egg rolls. They're pretty good. I don't usually have bacon and egg rolls on my morning walk.
Well, obviously this morning, really, I think it's an exception too.
It is an exception. It's always an exceptional thing to see you, Moffy.
Yeah. Now, Mel, I want to talk about, and I wish we didn't have to, but council meeting last night, and one of the councillors got up basically saying, you know, the committee that's been put together, the EIS is going to be probably three parts done or something like that by the time they just have, say, a meet and greet, and that it'll be an uphill battle. And also make claims that the info they're getting is that the EIS, it probably won't be out till September.
Look, we've said the EIS June and July. That's our goal. That's our aim. But let's also acknowledge that we put together a community task force that we want to be involved in the finalisation of the EIS. So that's our goal, because we're more interested in the delivery, taking the community with us. You know, politics is easy. That's that cheap shot or the criticism. Let's acknowledge that the state and federal governments have put $1.2 billion on the table. We know this is going to be difficult for some in the community, but we've also got to listen to the majority of the community that want to get on and get that road done. Everyone's sitting at the old Bunnings roundabout this morning trying to get through that traffic. No, we need a bypass. Mm. We're still a couple of years away from it. It's going to be another year in the planning. We don't want to hold it up. But we do acknowledge that there were some genuine concerns in the community, and I'm very pleased that the Mayor, Denise Knight, has joined that task force. It will be genuine, and we're going to get on with it, but we're going to take the community with us, but we're going to build this bypass. And there are those that probably wish that they could be critical of us at all times, and they'll do that, but we want those on side to get on side, and we'll listen to those that have the concerns.
Yeah, thank you for that, because, I mean, when I read the Advocate story this morning, and I thought, you know, it is important, obviously, to be actually asking you the question about that in response to the claims made.
And look, I've been in the portfolio now for a couple of years, and we have targets we like to meet, but sometimes those targets do change if there is, you know, a demand that the community puts on us or another agency, and that's the way it should be. Mm. We don't just go through and steamroll, but we are very much taking into consideration what the community is telling us. We have a funding window that has been given to us by the state and federal governments, and we need to get this road built urgently.
Yeah. Now, elections, it's only, what, a bit over a month away, a busy time at the moment.
It is. I think it's 37 days, just to be clear, Moffy, not that we're counting, but it's a good time. I mean, I know people get sick of elections. They don't like the ads on the air, and they get sick of it filling up their radio. Sorry, everyone. But, you know, it's a good time for people to reflect on what's being delivered and what has been delivered and what sort of future they want. It's a privilege in this country to have it. You know, a lot of countries don't, and they've got nothing like what we've got. They can't come down to Yeranga morning boardwalk and see the sunrise and have all the beauty that we have in this nation. So it is part of that process to keep the nation well, healthy. It'll be tough days ahead, but I'm really proud of what I've been able to achieve with the community here, and there's some really good announcements coming as well, so stay tuned.
Lovely stuff. And I mean, it's something that I think people probably don't stop and think what you said about, you know, other nations and not being able to, you know, just take a walk down here and not have to worry about what's happening around you. It's something here that we're so lucky to have.
And it's a great Australian tradition to be able to slag off at your local poly and not go to jail and have your hair chopped off.
Exactly right. Hey, Melinda, thank you so much for coming down this morning.
Thank you, Moffy. Bye.
Melinda Pavey joining us this morning here in Yeronga. It's Moff's Tour of Coffs.